in the parasha here, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu came in Kainet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matitel Nivanech El Hariri, and he answered him, Vehemin Bashem Echshvel Eitzdaka, that Avraham Avinu was Maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it Tzedaka. So Rashi says over here that what's the pshat vehemin bashem leishol leois al zeis aleirushar shol leois vamle b'ma'eda. So Bemis, it's very hard to understand what Rashi is saying. If let's say somebody comes along and promises me he'll give me X amount of money, and I tell him that no, I don't trust him. So he takes out a pen and he says, you know what? Here's a sign. I mean, if I don't trust you, I don't trust you. We ask somebody to sign a document because we get the police after him or whatever. But what's the pshat? If he's lacking an emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him an ois, which is not even a moifis really, what's the point of the ois? I mean, he's not maimin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep his word. It's not shaykh. And the Yerushas Haaretz is also, he asked by Ma'eda, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Brisbane Absorim. There's nothing in the Brisbane Absorim for the person that is not a maimin. There's nothing in the Brisbane Absorim that would reassure him. I mean, he's going to go and conquer Canaan, it's going to become his. What's the reassurance in the conquering it? So the opposite of Amuna would have been to ask for an ois. And we say that, and an example of that would be Yerushas Haaretz with Bama Eida, and Bimela, it's a mailan of Avraham Avinu that he didn't ask for an ois, and that mailan is considered a muna. That's very hard to understand. What's the nisoyan that the answer to that is an ois? If the nisoyan is the way we understand a muna, that a person just doesn't believe that these things happen, can happen, whatever it is, then the ois is worthless for it. L'maisa, this is the first place, this is the first time where the Torah says the musig of being maimin bashem, vehemin bashem, that's the lashon, and that the hagdara of emuna is going to find itself in this inyan of l'shala ois al zeh. And this is a nakuda that we have to inquire, what is the emuna, and what is the opposite of emuna that the ois would give it? Devin Ezer says over here that the word staka doesn't mean it, the word staka in its original Lashon Kodesh is identical to the word mishpat. Mishpat and tzedek are one and the same. Staka is the word tzedek, it's a synonym. Chazal are the ones that reinterpreted the word staka to mean like an adava, or what we call staka today, and therefore in the original meaning, it means that it was a right thing to do. That's also very hard to understand. So what's the pasuk saying? I mean, Mela, if it's a special schus for him, Hashem, he was my Hashem, and it was felt to be the right thing. It's very, very hard to understand what that, I mean, so what are you saying? In other words, he believed in Hashem, and that's the right thing to do. Mela, if it's a schus, at least we understand the pasuk is making note of it, even though we don't understand what the schus is. Those are two nekudas over here about the Behem and Bashem. In the beginning of the parasha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech lecha me'artzecha moladcha me'savicha le'el oret asher eka. So Rashi says, on asher eka, two things. Kidei lechav v'beinov, that's one. V'los deschar kol diba v'diba. To give him a schar kol diba v'diba. It's hard, it's also a hard place. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first dibur to Klai Yisrael. It's the first dibur to Avraham Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, he's being magdit to him, what it is that his tafkid is. So he's hearing Asher Eko to be magdil in Nisoyim, to give him schar kol dibur v'dibur. I mean, the Nisoyim over here is to go away from where you are and to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he'll be manchal you a very good place. the nisoyin of not knowing where you're going is much less than that. And what's the schar called divah divah? The enhancement of a schar called divah divah. There's a pasuk here, right, that says Avram took, sorry, ishtav esloit v'sochem and so on. Vayetzu lelechas arza knan. They went to Eretz Knan. Vayavor Eretz Knan. They left to go to Knan, and they actually arrived in Knan. It's also a very hard pasuk to understand. What's the pasuk telling me? Mela, in the previous parasha, it says that they went to go to Knan, and then it says that instead they ended up in Haran. So fine. So that, if it says Vayetzu Yitamir Kassim Lesar Tzaknon, Vayavo Ad Haran. So there the pasuk is saying something. The pasuk is saying he started out going to Knan, and he ended up in Haran. So where he started out to going is makes sense to say it. Over here, it says Vayetzu Lesar Tzaknon, Vayavo Ad Tzaknon. So basically, it's like saying, you know what happened? I left to go to Philadelphia, and I arrived in Philadelphia. I mean, if you say that you left to go to Philadelphia, and you ended up someplace else, so there's a mashmos in the fact that the going out was different than where you arrived. Over here, it's hainu hach. So it's completely extra. Vayetzu lechas aretz Kanaan. The bris milah. It says that the Gemara has a shaila which makom it is. The makom says one of the drushes, the pasuk says varaltim es pirioi, that the place where the makom mila is in the makom that's oisit peiris. L'chura, it was the Rishonim give a tam for in the Rishonim give a tam for the mitzvah mila. One time is a simon between all my minim. Another time is to, in the makom of taiva, to control taiva. So if Chazal are trying to point out the inyan of controlling taiva, it should have had a makor. The makor would have been that in the place of taiva, of basar, anything that's miramis to that inyan, that would be the inyan, that's where the bris is. If it was the makom of maminim, it could be connected to lev or something. What's that derbe makom that the person makes peiris? Why is the makom where the person makes peiris the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person? If that's the way the psukim and the drushes of the psukim were carved out to teach us the makom of mila, if I say it's not just a mikra, that is the hagdara of the makom of mila, the hagdara of the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is the makom that's Oisa Peiris. L'churat, correct, that is the function of that place, but that's not the ikan akuda of the bris. The ikan akuda is either a bris between maminim, or it's a control of taiva, but it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the fact that it's a makom peiris and so on. So let's delve a little bit into the inyan of emuna and so on. When we ask ourselves, emuna, the nisoyin of emuna is a nisoyin of what? In other words, what are the two midas that are wrestling in the inyan of emuna? Emuna is the first mitzvah, and quite a few mitzvahs afterwards, also a bunch of mitzvahs. So, if in the world of just the seichel dika process of adding up all of the factors and deciding yes or no, that's not a world of nisoyim. In other words, if you tell me that somebody made a cheshm with rayas and is not maimin, he's wrong, but it's hard to call that the person is a Rasha Marusha. It's hard to say that that's there's no schar v'oynish on mistakes, innocent mistakes of cheshm. The Sefer Ikrim, which is a Sefer that discusses points in Emunah, at the beginning of the Sefer asks, is it right to delve into Yon of Emunah? After all, every person can make a mistake. And he says, as long as the mistake is in Torah, as long as it's a mistaken pshat, the way a mistake would be in Hilchas Tzitzis Lamashal, then the person is not bad. He's wrong, but bad and good don't apply to mistakes in Seichel. So therefore, certainly a person needs Satir Shmaya, but dealing in a Yon Vemuna, on the tzad that the person, Chas V'Shalom, he writes, you know, himself, he's writing a sefer, and it's natzlos, even on the tzad that may be wrong, I'm not, and he brings raya's from Kol Mini Shittas in the Gemara, Hillel Omer, that the Kvar Ochlos Mashiach, that it seems as if Hillel says there's no more Mashiach, and he says, even though Kol Chacham Yisrael don't hold like him, and he's obviously wrong, but Chas V'Shalom, it doesn't make him into an abikaris. That's the way he says it. And there's no avoida when you tell somebody to believe. If the nisoyan is how to work out the rayas this way or that way, there's not shayach a world of mitzvahs on it. I can't be mitzvah somebody. You should think like I'm telling you, and then you'll realize that the cheshem is right. The word tzivu cannot apply to sichlis. One has no shayach the other. Rabbi Chanan says that the nisoyin of emunah is a nisoyin of taiva versus emes. In other words, the reason why a person is not noches to the emes of taira is not because there's a lack of sichlius, but because a person doesn't want to face that truth. That's one mahalach. Definitely, that's certainly it's a mahalach of ashechad yavei nepikchim. A person doesn't want to embrace something that is demanding, so it's easier to nip it in its bud and to deny it as emes. Somebody who once was fighting in some sort of kiruv setting, and he was really struggling hard against all of what he's being taught. And someone asked him, "Like, what do you care?" And he said, "Because if it's true, then I've got no choice. I've got to do what's true." And the person obviously became a maimon and a very, very chashuv person. But lemaisa, that's one element possible. There's another nekuda, a more subtle koichas hanefesh involved that is at the heart of nisayon of emuna, not so much apikiris and maimon, but rather in inyanim of emuna, even for maminim, the mitzvah anoichi, the mitzvah emuna applies to maminim also, and we need to define it, we need to understand it in the koichas hanefesh of a person who's born from and is from, and still there is a world of emuna and esyonos, and we need to understand that. Chazal tell us by Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Moshe Rabbeinu asks Avram of Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Klai Yisrael asks me who sent me, what should I tell him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Erke Asher Erke. He uses HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a shame, a called Aleph Hey Yud and a Hey. That's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu around the same shorish of Havaya, but instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Aleph Hey Yud and Hey. Which is basically the future tense of Havaya. So there's a medrash, Oisis Rabbi Akiva, it's a very famous, very choshev medrash, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Erke Asher Erke, what's that reply? What is the reply of Erke? What do you tell him? So he says, Be'emuna barasi yasa oilam, Be'emuna ani manhigoy, Uve'emuna ani osid lechatshay. I created the world with emuna. I created the world with I manhig the world with emuna, and I'm going to be mechadish the world with emuna. What does that mean? First of all, how does that fit into the word erke? And what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch created the world with emuna. He's manhig it with emuna. He's mechadish with emuna. Emuna to whom? To what? What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch created with emuna. I mean, Mela, like it says, Beschus emuna of Klai Yisrael, that was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a particular event. Well, Briyas Olam, Mechidosh Olam. It's very hard to see how the word emuna fits in there. So, in the koiches hanefesh of a person, it says l'moshel the arbavas nezikin. Each one is a type of bad inherent in the animal part of a person. There's shein, which is la nosoi, derech hanosoi, taiva, and that for us is a major player. There's kavanosa lahazik, which is rishus l'shem rishus, which is something be'ikar and esav and so on. But there's another koyach there, it's called regel, that's called, regel is derech halichosoi. In other words, if we ask ourselves, what is the opposite of emuna, the answer would be teva. But teva means not just the alternative is science or nature. There's a koach hanefesh in a person that he takes things as they are and stays with things as they are. In other words, a person wants to understand the world in a finite way. You can't live with things that are unknown. You like the things the way they are. Stability is something that a person relishes. It's something a person desires. And stability requires that things are as they are, and there is no change. The elementary law of nature, of teva, is that which is at rest stays at rest, that which moves stays, matter and energy together stay, they don't change, they don't become, they don't stop being. Everything is as it is. That is the metzias, that is the reality of the world that is olam hazeh, and it's olam hazeh. It's things are as they are. Like it says in Koheles, you know, Mashahoyu, Mashahiya, everything is as was. The world goes round and round and stays where it is. The world stays. It's stable, and it is finite, and it is completely self-contained, and that's it. That is the reality of teva. That is the metzias of teva. And in the koiches hanefesh of a person's guf, or the lower part of his self, is a koiach hanefesh that strongly wants that. The person wants things to be as they are. That's mitzad the fact that the person is made out of offer. Offer is stable. It's not like water, which is dynamic. It's not like air or gas, which is even more dynamic. Certainly not like fire. It is something which is earth is stable. It stays and sits where it is. In koches hanefesh of a person, even in the more positive koches hanefesh of a person, stability is the powerful anchor of a person's personality. Normal people are stable. And it is it's a positive midah in many ways. But it also is a midah that locks a person into a metzias that there's no way out of that metzias. The person is what he is and is as he is. It doesn't allow for going anywhere, for growing anywhere, because that's upsetting stability. So the midah that is very, very central, the midah of this world is stability. It's afrius, it is limited, and in a sense, it's the hefech of emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna is the midah that a person looks beyond his own dalaramis. We once read here the Chazon Ish, Emuna B'Tochen, and it's the first paragraph of Emuna B'Tochen. It's one of the extraordinarily written paragraphs. He writes about how on a quiet night, when everything is kind of quiet and settled, at times a person's nefesh begins to throb and to yearn for something more, and to seek and to search, and that's called emunah, pretty much. That's the way he describes it, an extraordinary language and extraordinary beauty. The Avodah Zarah is the things of the world as they are. Emunah is simply the relating to things that are beyond us. Not only are they beyond us, we don't have, it's not the pshat, it's I have a tree in front of me, and a tree a few yards down the road, and a tree a mile down the road. It's I don't have any clarity in what's beyond. What's beyond means what's beyond. That's what it means. It means something that's not my grasp. It's beyond the road. That is emunah versus the world as it is and the metzias as it is. Avodah Zarah, in its broadest definition, includes anything the way it is. A piece of wood is a kind of Avodah Zarah. One of the reasons of why Umas Olam struggled with emunah and couldn't come to it was because it's against the teva. When you're looking for a god, you're looking for stability. You're looking for now I know where I bring a carbon and everything is taken care of. If a person looks for a god with the tchunas hanefesh of a teva, what I'm looking for is, who's the boss? I've tried different little bosses and they're not always helpful. Who's the boss of the bosses, and I'll do anything for him and get what I want. That's the tchunas hanefesh with which an Avodah Zarah looked. So he ended up with Avodah Zarah. You can't, when somebody's looking for tangibility, you can't give him the intangible. That's not what he was looking for. He was looking for the right button, that you can press the button, and he's willing to press it with all his koyach and do whatever you want, but if it has to be a button of teva, because that's what he was looking for. So the world, until Avraham Avinu came along, was be'etzem shakua in itself. It was sunk into itself. It had no, it was like a black hole. Everything was around itself, and that was it. When it says the Dor HaFlaga, they were looking, one of the Pshatim Chazal is, they were looking to create a building that would survive the next Mabul, a society that would survive any calamity. In other words, if we make the structure stable enough, there's not going to be any surprises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also be counted. It's just a question of how strong the building is and how united we are. That was the world until Avraham Avinu came. Avraham Avinu's tchuna, his first tchuna was, the emes lies beyond what we are and what we have. Not at a specific point. It always lies beyond. The emes is the point that's beyond what I have tangible. If you ask a person to describe somebody in a dry for a job interview, somebody's interviewed somebody for a job, and you ask him to describe him, the person will describe him and say, "I think this is the person. He has these positive things, these negative things. This is what I discovered about this. This goes like that." And zehu. When there's somebody that I love, I tell stories about him, but I always say, you know, these stories are only examples. There's a lot more to the person than I described to you. And that's my feeling about it. Or else, it's not, I've bundled it and packaged it and this is it. I'm always describing something more. These are the things that I can describe to you, but believe me, there's a lot more to the person than that. So emunah is the development of the tchuna in a person that is looking and searching for that which is beyond his metzias. It expresses the great enemy. The great enemy of it is the desire to remain as it is, the security and stability of staying with what is there. That's in a nafshistic way, the koach that stops it. And the koach of emuna is the desire to go beyond and to look for the emes, which is always beyond. That's the pshat in the Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the wrestling match, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chaval al the Ovdin. The Ovis were Bale Emuna, and it's lacking in you and this door and so on. When he said, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they asked me who sent you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eke. Eke, in a certain sense, is a higher darga of a gilui. It's the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am never boxed into the here and now. Eke she'eke means I can only be really perceived as that which is coming. I can never be boxed and put into a little neat box and say, here it is. And that, he said, it's with Emuna I created the world. The world is Yesh Me'ayin. The world came from somewhere it wasn't. Hanhaga is always taking the world to beyond where it is. And the Chiddush Shabriya is also with Emuna. The word Erke, the Shem of Erke, is synonymous to Emuna. Because Emuna is living with where it's going to, rather than where it is. There's a Gevaldik Avartam Lusha Rim here. The first Chazal on Lech Lecha, the Shimi Basur I Hati Oznech Ushmi, it says Moshel that somebody was going from place to place. Ro'a Biro De Lekes, he saw a castle that was either lit up or on fire. Different pshatim, what it means. And he said, Avama, he said Klum Yesh Odin LeBirazu. There must be some master to this palace, and Hitzesolov Abayri. Hitzesolov Balabira. Same thing. Avraham Avinu said Klum Yesh Manig Labira Zu, and so on. The Chedusha Rim says a Kvaldik Chesidisha. It's a pshat in the word, but it's Dolekes. He says. Doesn't mean lit up or burning. The word dolekes in the pasuk means to pursue, like lama dolakta acharai. Why did you pursue me? He said, Avraham Avinu looked around the whole world, and he said, the world as it is, it's not as it is. The world is pursuing something. It's going somewhere. It's running after something. What is that which the world is running after? In other words, he deheard that the world has an akuda of it's going towards somewhere. The unknown lies in where it's going to. And b'meila, that's where Avram. That was his first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Lashon Hitzitz is very interesting. It doesn't say Nizgala. Hitzitz is like a momentary occurrence. Like the Balabira glimpsed out at him. Because Emuna always lies in the pursuit of something, in the pursuit of beyond. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be where the person is not yet. That's where a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu was the first person who was restless. The first person that got out of the inertia of I am where I am, and that's what he went to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go back to the Nekudas we started. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first Sivui was Lech Lecha Me'atz V'matuvei Savicha El Ha'aretz Asher Ayeka. The Gevaldika Oymek, this is the first Pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. Aretzecha V'matuvei Savicha it's not just a question of the address change. Change the address. You were living until now in Choron, you were living until now in Orkastim. Change the address and move it to Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the pasuk says. Aretzko Malka Beisavicha are the anchors of a person that keep him to where he is. Listen, this is where I come from. These are my genes. This is my environment. That's what I am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, get out of the mindset and existence of Aretzko Malka Beisavicha, and I want to bring you to a place that has no address. It's called Eretz Asher Eka. It's a place that I will be megala to you forever and ever and ever. Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz Laaretz, that its mitzias is a future mitzias. It's not a here and now mitzias. The person can always have the future. So litan schar kol psia means every time a person goes somewhere, it's just a means to get somewhere. Here the pshat is, the schar lies in the psias themselves. In the looking, in the searching, in the going, that is what Eretz Yisrael is. So the schar halicha, and that's why it says in the pasuk, vayetsu, lalecha zatzkan vayavol atzknan, Eretz Knan is a place where the going to Eretz Knan is knandik. Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael because that's the metzias of Eretz Yisrael. It's a place where a person is going somewhere, where a person is striving. So as soon as he starts the journey, he's there already. That's what the pasuk is being masmir. Let's go to the vehemen b'Hashem that we spoke about. And we asked on Rashi, what's the point of saying that he could have given an ois and so on? I want to explain this a little bit. We saw it we have it in the parasha sheets also. It says in Ramban, when he speaks about Maisav Esim Labanim, Ramban says the following inyan in Oisais and so on. You find a lot of times a Navi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach a toiv to a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change it if they do tshuva. But when a Navi is given an ois, when he does something, like he's told to take a makel and so on, that's different. And the Ramban's nekuda is that it's a concretization. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways of different levels of anhaga and so on. When it's only a nevuah or aftacha, it's still at a higher level, and it could take different shapes. Just like the mashal, a chalom, a dream, can be interpreted in different ways. The chalom is the raw material. The pisrin brings it down lemaisa. You find a lot of times al tiftach pe lasot and so on. The more a thing becomes part of the olam maisa, the less amenable it is to changes, because it's already fixed and it's part of the mitzias. If it's higher, if it's above, then it's still not a. Then it still could take on many forms. So the Ramban says, when the Avos did a Maisa, when Avram Avinu walked in Eretz Knan, it became a concrete reality. And the Aftacha took on that form exactly, and that's why it was more Mesudah for us. So the Oises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives are not in the nature of an Ois as collateral to make sure, because it's silly. If a person is lacking in a Muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could possibly go back on his word, then an ois is meaningless. An ois is not going to help you much. What we're talking about is the person knows that in anhagas that are not concrete, there can be a change. And therefore the person is not sure yet that that's going to be an anhaga. It's hard to live with haftachos until they become oilam ha-maisa. Let's say a person says, a person knows that, I don't know, somebody's wired money to the company. there still is a different feeling when you see it in the account than when you don't see it in the account. Because even though if it's wide, it's going to be there and so on and so forth, a person lives with realities. When he sees the numbers, that's a metzias. When he knows for sure it's going to happen, it's good, but it's still not the same. An ois is seeing the numbers. In Hanhogas, that's already the start of a metzias. Avraham Avinu legabe de bonim did not need that metzias. He lived vayamin b'Hashem. He lived with the reality that Haftach itself is reality, not even an ois. For Yerushas Haaretz, he wanted a Bama Eida. He needed to have some level of tangibility for it to be a part of his metzias. And here, this was something where in Bunim he was able to live just, and that's why it's a tzedakah. Devin Ezra says, Achshel tzedakah means mishpat. I think it's a different knach, but very similar to the Indian we're talking about. Mishpat is something which is logically infallible. It's a metzias. It's like saying, you know, if you throw the rock up, it's going to come down and this in this place. Mishpat is darkei seichel and teva, in a sense. Mishpat is decided by human seichel because it fits into our categories of logic. The vehemin b'Hashem, emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Avraham Avinu, was considered metzias by us. In other words, for us, mishpat and emuna are different things. By Avraham Avinu, it was the dagger where Muna became mishpat. I think that's the Oymek and Devin Ezra's hagdar over here. Let's go back to the union of the payers that we said. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave. A certain remez to that hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into this world certain senses of, certain perception of that emes. L'chura, in when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria, Eitz Oysa Pri Leminehu, means he brought into the world a metzias where things carry in themselves a seed for the future. Grass and so on just seem to grow. For the human eye, the process might be identical. But as far as human eye is concerned, grass just grows around wherever it grows, and that's it. It seems to grow by itself. Peiros with seeds is a mahalach where I see that every tree carries within itself the acidus of all the future trees, and that's the bria of Paris. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava adam pru or vu, so multiply. I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, I created one man, I want a million people, I want a billion people, I want many billions of people. The revu, I understand. But what's the pru of Shabbai? The Teretz is, pru is a more sherish tikinyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I mean, a person who's not a maimon, like we see today in the world, people are not interested in having children because why should I spend a penny of my hanon and tanugim for someone else that doesn't exist? Mela, someone exists, that's Rachmanis, and so on and so forth. He doesn't exist. Why should I spend a nickel for someone else in? So, you know, there is a certain tainug and hanon in having a kid, so a person is mevata and he does it. But mitzad, the sense that I should give, quote unquote, the best years of my life, not for me, for others. That's for a person with the mentality of the here and now. It's absolutely senseless. So the pru is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave adam. Think of yourself in terms of what will be, rather than what you are. having children goes into that category. And that's why it's been makom shel ma'aseh peiros. The bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam can never be in the guf. It's not the guf shebay, because what is. There's no makom, there's no intersection between flesh of a human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one makom, the makom that ma'aseh peiros is a place where it's beyond the person. It's where there's an asid. That's a makom where a person makes a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal likes talking about makom ma'aseh peiros because the concept of peiros, of the beyond of the person, of the next step, is where the person is carrying bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's think a little bit in our terms and put it into a metzias that shayach to us. We defined emuna as the struggle for a person not to live with what is, but live with what will be. Every person who makes a change in his life in a ruchnistic way is usually he's happy with what he is. A person wants to preserve what he is and who he is, and so on and so forth, and doesn't want to. He doesn't want to slip and fall. Most people want to keep their ruchnias. The need to grow to the next stage is something that we resist. No matter how many stages a person has gone through, a person doesn't want to go to the next stage because there's an inherent resistance. The inertia of the body and the body's emotions and the person's physical emotions are, I want to be here. I'm not going anywhere. It says that a malach is that al kol eisav eisav. There's a malach that's makeu voime gadel. A malach stands and hits the grass and tells it to grow. What is the malach hitting the grass? I mean, you know, you're talking about the malach that's on the grass aside. So what does he need the malach to hit it for? The Teretz is, the grass wants to stay as is. Teva is always in as is. That's Teva. The push forward to become bigger than where you are is against your nature. And that's why the malach has to hit it, so to speak. In other words, anything that has to come by hitting means that it's not within its overt nature, and you need to get rid of some issues, you need to push some issues out of the way in order to get there. The malach is makeu because growing is to go past itself, beyond itself, higher than itself. It's definitely is right that a person, there is nov and not also. There are people who wander, and that's not growth, that's not going anywhere. And a person can go too quickly. Like says Yaakov Avinu told Esav, it's the young kids yet, I'm going to go esnahaloli iti. I will go slowly. But you're going. People tend to become locked at some point, and the person doesn't ask himself, can I learn? Till now I've been learning two starim. Can I learn a third seder? Can I learn a full third seder? Can I learn 4 hours without walking out? Can I focus on a tired davening? Wherever the person is, any time the person says dayenu and stays there, the person has become a mechosa emuna. And it makes a difference what darga he is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not exist at any one darga. Any darga that a person settles in comfortably, and he's very comfortable with himself and where he's at, and he's not looking for beyond, then wherever he is, he's not there. Then he certainly is not there. It's almost a paradox. When a person feels that I am where I am, and again, on a practical level, a person has to make sure he's not running too fast, because then he gets out of breath and he doesn't do well. But if a person is where he is, and now the person has to ask himself, next step. What is the next step? Where can I go from here? As long as a person is living, he has to move forward. It's extraordinary how even things that were Megal and Teva are so parallel to Ruchnius. the one of the great Gilim of Teva 300 years ago was that things that are moving are also at rest unless they're accelerating. Movement, if it's movement that's already there, that doesn't count as movement. That's inherent. Everything, something that's been moving 100 miles an hour will keep moving 100 miles an hour, even though it took a lot of effort to get it there. But that's called stable. That's called resting in a certain sense. Accelerating is where real movement lies. And the phenomenon of movement is only measured in acceleration, not in constant movement. No matter where, and it's, a lot of times it's a problem when a person has come to where he is and he's grown very hard and fast. So a person wants to feel, here, this is it. This is never it. Lech lecha me'atzcha me'latcha me'savicha means any sense of final destination in this world doesn't exist. And a person, the first command to a Jew was, get out of that mindset. Lech lecha. You are somebody who moves. Not a wanderer, but someone who moves. The thing a person holds on to, so where am I going to? What's the difference between a nov and nod and a person who's steiging? The difference is asher eka. Is the person moving forward towards tachlis? Tachlis is the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the road might be infinite, but every step is one step closer, and it's on that road. Those are the Koichos HaNefesh of Emunah. The Koichos HaNefesh of Emunah is the ability to live with what the person is destined to, rather than where the person is at. Avraham Avinu gave us the Koach of Emunah means not only on the dry belief, yes, evolution, not evolution, this, that. That's not an issue that really occupies our avodah, our mind, our heart. The real issue is the sense of kind of balabatishkeit. The person is where he is, very, very mesuda, very fenced in, and that's what he is. Or the person is always moving forward. What Avraham Avinu saw in the Bria that led him on his path was he saw Bira de Lekes. He saw the entire Bria is pursuing something. There's something in the Bria that's seeking, that's searching. Adam is called Mav'eh. We saw this night. Mav'eh, a seeker. What defines man is somebody who is not happy with where he is, but he's looking. And when a person has that vehemen b'Hashem v'ashvelo itzdaka, when a person has that emuna, when a person lives with the sense of growing instead of just staying where he is, that becomes the makom of where the schus of klal yisrael, the schus of Avraham Avinu lies in that sense that the person. That the person's mitzias is not to build himself a little dollar al dollar and this is it, but that the person is always kaviyachol giving a hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and following him to Eretz Asher Eka. Chance.